Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, a Texas man who told his wife she will meet Jesus ended her with a boomstick on camera, because she was cheating and stole $120,000 of his life savings. That's why the judge only gave him 10 years, and he'll probably be out a lot sooner. If a woman had done this, she probably would have only received a year of house arrest. But something tells me she won't be meeting Jesus as a thieving adulterer, unless he has horns and an all-over red tan. Moving on, looks like the left doesn't like the term Karen and says that it's sexist and racist, and the equivalent of the N-word for white women. No problem, Karen. I guess that Karen is a racial slur after all, because they never call colored women Karens. Politically correct language is ruining America and it needs to stop. After seeing this, I'm going to go out of my way to say Karen even more. Number three is the multi-trillion dollar propaganda machine getting run over by memes. I bet the left didn't see that coming, and since they can't meme, they can't win the meme wars. On top of that, Grok from XAI will allow us to make more amazing memes than ever. They can't stop us from using low-tech photoshopped images to convey a powerful point in a very simple way. Up next, here's the typical girlfriend these days. She's upset because her boyfriend won't let her hang out alone at her ex-boyfriend's apartment. Use Tinder to make friends, and she doesn't know how long she can handle this toxic relationship that she's in. Lady, you're lucky he hasn't left you yet. If you're in a relationship and a woman ever says anything like this to you, just walk away immediately. Number five, this woman is liberal and says it's hard to find masculine men to date who aren't conservative. Liberal women say they want sweet, sensitive men, but what they forgot to mention is that the men need to be good-looking too. Liberal men and male feminists are unattractive, and the only reason they say they're liberals is because they can only get together with unattractive women. And most women that look like a pug with boobs vote for the left, so they have to pretend to vote for them too. Moving on, this guy says, if you wonder why Gen X is the way it is, remember that our teachers all hyped up the Challenger rocket launch. It blew up on television in front of us, and then they just wheeled the TV out of the room and then continued our classes. Remember, the same thing happened during 9/11. Everyone saw it for a few seconds on television and then went back to doing what they were doing. Meanwhile, I took a couple days to process it. Number 7, this man stole $122 million from Facebook and Google by simply sending them random bills which they ended up paying. He was smart, but not smart enough to pay the police and escape. Not exactly infinite IQ if you ask me. But what law did he break? Unlawfully sending an invoice, perhaps. This is nothing more than mail-in panhandling and not actually stealing. Besides, isn't this what the IRS does all the time to everyone? Up next, someone says that here's the difference between equality and justice. David says this is a crime because they're watching a match without paying. But all kidding aside, this is what equity actually looks like versus equity in theory. Communism doesn't make everyone middle class. It makes everyone lower class except the few at the top that run it and get rich. David, really? Where's Javier? He's usually the one saying this sort of thing. Number 9, the artist behind the worst Olympics opening ceremony of all time, yes, he's one of them, was apparently hospitalized after a freak lightning strike, according to the story. I guess he must have made God very angry or something. Or it was just something that was incredibly coincidental. Yes, there was a lightning strike, but this story exaggerates saying that he was hospitalized, when he wasn't. Moving on, this female student faints 3 times when she hears that her lecturer professor died of AIDS. I'm sure it's nothing. Then again, I think we all know how she was passing those classes. Then again, maybe it really was nothing, and she's just projecting to others that she slept with him because it elevates her status in the eyes of women and gives her the sympathy of men. The lecturer can't confirm or deny that she slept with him because he's dead. Number 11, Valentina here says that fat and slut shaming is how we take America back and that Kamala is an SLUT. Being politically incorrect and expressing our freedom of speech is definitely one way to take back our power. Or we can let women solve this and stay out of it as men. Women made this mess, so let them clean it up. Valentina is probably just saying this to get male attention and shekels. That's it. Up next is the difference between action heroes in the 80s versus action heroes in 2019. Yes, we were once a proper country and culture where steroids ruled, unlike today where it's CGI. The top image was created with chemicals and gym memberships, the bottom image with computer graphics. But seriously, the smart aleck that created this conveniently omitted Thor, Captain America, Wolverine, and Batman. Number 13, Jane Fonda is 85 years of age, and yet she only wants to date 20-year-old lovers. Yet they call 30-year-old men that date 18-year-old women pedos. Looks like the woke rage only goes in one direction. Here's a picture of her in the 1950s when she was one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood. Women typically still see themselves at their peak beauty even after 60 years have gone by. That's the delusion. Moving on, this woman is impressive because her back boobs are bigger than the ones in the front. So that's why she's wearing the dress backwards. She's got double D's. I'm old enough to remember when we used to shame people like her. So this is the sad state of Western women that we have to accept these days. This is what peak gluttony looks like. Number 15, here's an example of that double standard of women being alright dating much younger guys. But older men are not allowed to do the same. Zeta says he doesn't date women his age that are already stuck in their ways and needs a 21 to 24 year old up-and-comer to help him run his business empire. Some woman responds by saying he wants to groom some woman and manipulate her. Of course, that's what women are doing these days, so they're accusing men of it first. Up next, here's the Turkish silver medal winner in 2028's Olympics, relaxing while competing at the Summer Olympics with his cats. I think that the only good thing about the woke Paris Ozempic Olympics was this guy. And like I said before, you just know he's going to get cast in a bunch of films in Hollywood in the future. Maybe he can swap notes with Alec Baldwin or something. Number 17 is Brock Lesnar's daughter. Remember that the same people complaining about males in women's sport are actually okay with her destroying other women in the octagon. For a moment there, I thought that Brock was transitioning or something. Here she is after breaking the women's shot put record at Colorado State. I still suspect that actually might be a son that secretly transitioned at an age young enough where no one would notice. Moving on, meanwhile in Louisiana, surgical castration for child molesters takes effect. Good. It's a step in the right direction. But if you're in California, your super caring teacher can get you this surgery as well. The country is going into two completely different directions. As pedos are permitted to live in New Orleans, this is the next best thing. Besides, the left should salivate at the idea of nuts getting taken off. Number 19, men are woke fishing women pretending to be male feminists on dating apps. Looks like conservative men are doing whatever they can and saying whatever they can to get those liberal women on their backs. I hope that after they get laid, they reveal their real political ideology and watch the shock in their face as they walk out the door. Up next is Pebble, and they are queer and non-binary. But is this a boy or a girl? You can never be quite sure until you check under the hood. Imagine this radical thinking leftist being your mental health therapist. You won't need a therapist after running into her. More like eye bleach. Regardless of the gender at birth of this individual, they are ugly either way. I'm not attracted to overweight women with flat chests, also known as flatzos. Number 21, when it comes to women saying they like certain qualities in men like introversion and the dad bod, many people say that women never mean what they say. More like they don't mean what you think they mean. They like chads with any personality or body type. Women are NPCs, and they all seem to want the same thing while pretending to all be different. Moving on, someone asks if Madonna, age 65, will ever settle down as she shares pictures of herself that are steamy with her new toy boy lover. I think she will settle down into the ground when she eventually dies. I like how her hair has gray roots. Under black roots, under blonde roots. That's how you know you're dealing with a classy geriatric. But seriously, I don't think anyone wants to see her grandma flapjacks anymore. Thank God her son left her to go live with his father instead. Number 23, the economy is so bad now that even Joe Biden's job is being outsourced to an Indian. Some people say that she's only qualified to be the regional Slurpee manager at a 7-Eleven. apparently she got her experience wheezing the juice from Willie Brown Schwing Schwang. But apparently she identifies as black these days. So how dare I call her an Indian? You know, this one will go down as an instant classic the way that she goes down. Up next, people say this dude's life is over and that he doesn't even understand it yet. But why is that? Because his girlfriend is a goth and they tend to bring a lot of drama and trauma to your life. Not to mention that when he deploys, she's probably going to cheat on him. Especially dressed like that. Her skirt isn't even a skirt. It's kind of like a cooch helmet that reminds me of those worn by Germans in Mr. Mustache's army. 90% of men get cheated on in the military. Number 25 on the last one, this guy broke in and paid $6 for a pack of humps. I thought that this must mean there's hope for Soycity after all. This must have been back in 2008 though. Those are now closer to $9. Nicotine is an addiction like any other. I'm not sure if we should criticize him for the crime of breaking in or commend him for paying for what he took. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.